Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio dial at 92.3 FM. We also welcome those joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. Whether you listen to us through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast, we're glad to have all of you with us. We have a great show coming up for you this afternoon. We're going to kick things off with comedian Sid Delaney. He's going to talk to us not only about his love of comedy and also how he's using his public platform for good. Then we have, at 50 minutes past the hour, our musical break today. It's coming by recording artist Jatun. They have a brand new single produced by the legendary Leon Huff, Please Come Home for Christmas, and that'll be finishing off our program this evening. Again, a great half hour coming up. Glad you all could join us for the show. As I said, though, to get things kicked off, we have comedian Sid Delaney making his first appearance here on Conversations Live. Sid, welcome to the program.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. What's going on with you?
Hey, man, nothing much. Glad you could join us, man. And I have to say, for those who have already been on our website to kind of know this, Sid is going to be joining us a lot more, especially on the online side of the program. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. Sid, I want to talk about your career.
Whoa. You say I'm joining y'all when?
What's that?
You say I was joining y'all when?
Well, you're actually joining us at the beginning of the year. We're going to talk about it at the end of the show.
Oh, that was my joke. I was about to say I'm not joining y'all until I get a check. But go ahead.
Okay.
It ain't working early.
Okay. All right. I can take that. With that, you have been able to do just like now, been able to make people laugh for a living. And I believe, to make people think as well. When did you realize the gift? Because not everybody, including myself, not all of us have that gift. When did you realize the gift?
I get that question often. I never realized it. Somebody realized it for me. And I didn't, I mean, in my growing up, actually the way that I'm hooked up with you, this guy would tell you, my cousin Herschel, who hooked this thing all up with you and I, he'll tell you growing up I wasn't the talkative one. I was pretty much probably the most reserved person in my family. If you were to tell people when I was leaving high school that, hey, this kid right here is going to end up being on TV and being a comedian, they'll laugh at you and be like, okay, we're going to get you tested for drugs because this dude don't even talk to anybody. But
right.
it took a comedian that just happened to see something that I did, and it was just something regular for me. I was just very sarcastic. I just thought common sense questions, what was common sense to me, somebody else didn't see it. And I would always twist it and just answer them with something very smart mouth, but it wasn't offensive, and they never got it. It was always the people that were around them that saw it, and they would be laughing. But it was never for entertainment for me. It was just like, okay, you asking me about something black that's right here in your face is black, and I would just find a way to make fun of them without offending them. So that was my start, and this guy actually saw that, and he was very well known, and everybody would just follow him in droves just to see him laugh at me. And I'm like, dude, you're the comedian, so why are you coming to see me? And he was like, you know what, come give it a shot. And being in front of people was never something I wanted to do. I mean, I played basketball in high school, but that was about it. That was the biggest crowd I was, you know, in front of. I didn't have to say anything. All I had to do was take a jump shot or make a layup, and I could deal with a boo or applause, miss or make, you know. But, you know, getting in front of hundreds and thousands of people and having them hanging on your every word, and if they don't laugh, then I'm kind of concerned if I'm going to get my money or not. So that was never something I wanted to do. I didn't want to leave it up to them. So I just kind of played the back. And after he saw that, I went and watched for probably about 3 or 4 months and never would go on stage. And then finally one night I went up, and it's been that way for 15, 16 years now.
Wow. Well, so you talk about, you know, kind of having the gift discovered for you in a way then by someone else. What about the belief system, Sid? Because I feel like really for anybody who's good at what they do, regardless of what it might be, there has to be a certain belief that, you know what, I can do this, that, you know, no matter what people may say, or maybe everyone won't get it or everyone mm-hmm. won't find it funny, that I can still do this. What keeps you going? What keeps you motivated?
It's something that I don't think a lot of entertainers will tell you. It's something about that power thing. And I think I'm just finally admitting it here on this. And this is my first time saying this to somebody publicly, but it's a power thing. Once you're able to, it's something about being able to control stuff. And if you are, I'm not necessarily a control freak, and I can't say that I totally am, but to be able to change somebody's emotions, it's weird to want to do that, but this way I'm doing it in a more positive aspect. You know, people are, right now, situations with the economy, people are down, and everybody needs something extra to do, and laughing is probably the best thing. It's really the best medicine, and it's something that I'm working on later that I'm sure you probably saw on the site, but to be able to make somebody feel better about themselves, and the way I've taken comedy is that I look at it on a church aspect or a religious aspect. You know, in the Bible, it's not that you're going to be able to save everybody, but if you can just reach one person, if I can make one person feel better, I'm good. You know, I know at one point everybody's not going to get it, but the more and more I keep putting Sid Delaney's message out and they're seeing how I'm doing it, you know, eventually everybody will get on board and they realize that, okay, he is trying to make us laugh, so maybe I need to open my mind up and hear the way that he's trying to put it out there. So that's the drive, to just make people feel good. And, you know, a lot of times my material, I have to laugh at, you know, because I'm listening to it. I'm like, wow, that was funny. You know, I don't know where I got this story from, but it's funny, and I feel better about it. So that's pretty much the goal for me, to keep going and making people laugh, because at the beginning, I wasn't funny the first 6, 7, 8 months. I got booed on a regular, I mean, night after night. But I kept coming back until I, you know, learned what it took, and here I am again, like I said, 15, 16 years later.
Amazing. Well, I tell you, that's what it's all about, I think, you know, being able to stick with it and believing in yourself, you know.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't, nobody else will.
Yeah, and that thing you said about believing in yourself is very critical, man. If, you know, like I said earlier, somebody else saw it in me, because it was never something I wanted to do. But now that I'm doing it, I know that I can do it. And just believing that I can, that's more than enough. If anybody out there listening, if it's something that you want to do and you like doing, go ahead and do it. Just take a shot at it. You never know what's going to happen. The worst case, you will fail for not trying.
Exactly. I think that's a great point, man, and we're going to come back to that, because I think that's a great motivator for all of our listeners, regardless of what their respective fields might be. You're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with comedian Sid Delaney. We're talking about his journey in comedy and also what keeps him going, what keeps him going out there. And he was just talking about something that I think is interesting. I think it's a great segue, Sid, because you mentioned power. I feel like anybody who is able to galvanize the attention of individuals, whether it's 2, 20, 200, 200,000, I think they have a certain responsibility, I think, to do something with that attention. Once the heads are on you, eyes are on you, I think you should be doing something. You have chosen to do that. You're making people laugh. You're getting people to thinking, but you're also giving back. Now, I want to just ask you, you know, and as you said, you and I were connected actually through our assistant sports editor for our magazine, Herschel Dixon, who's your cousin. But one of the things he stressed to me was that you were all about giving back. Why has that been so important for you?
For me, the way where I was raised, it was something that I didn't see coming up, and there were a couple of things that tied everything all in together. I was born and raised in a small rural town in Alabama, York, Alabama. I have to give a shout out there. And it was just, at the time growing up, it seems like it was everything there. But once I left and I looked back, I was like, dang, we really didn't have a whole lot, but we made the best out of it. You know, we were almost a coal miner's town. It was just, you know, that less that we didn't have that I didn't realize. But we made the most of what we have. And when I got to Birmingham and grew up, it was a situation. It actually was a death of a teenager that allowed me to see this. There was a young man that ended up shooting a female because he said that she wouldn't talk to him. And I was thinking, wow, what reason was that? And I realized it hit me then. It was like, you know, these young people, they need attention. And I realized that looking back at my hometown, we had all the attention we needed. I mean, it was nothing that we couldn't ask for that we didn't have. I mean, it wasn't a whole lot of after-school programs, but we had our, you know, our regular sports, basketball and football, we had that. But we had all the attention we need from every parent, every neighbor. We had everything. And this guy didn't have that. I mean, he's looking for it from this one female that he apparently had a crush on, and she didn't speak to him. So I decided then, I was like, this is the time where I need to use the influence that I have. At the time, I was doing radio, and I felt like I need to go out and give these kids some attention as much as they need, as much as I can give them. You know, if it helps, so be it. If it doesn't, at least I tried doing what I could do.
Right, right. And there's some information about that actually on your website, SedDelaney.com. We're going to give that out a little bit later as well. Because I think, Sed, you bring up an interesting point, because you saw a need for something, and then you decided to do something about it. That's really something all of us can do, right?
Exactly. You will see a need, and all you have to do is act on it. I was talking to a young lady the other day, and we were talking about waiting on doing something. I mean, if you see something that needs to be done, there's no better time than the present. We are constantly trying to line things up. We're trying to get this lined up. We got to get that lined up before we start something. The best thing you can do is just start it, and no need of waiting on trying to get everything lined up in a row, because everything is not going to always line up unless you're God and you can put everything in order like you think you want it, but we're not. All we can do, a lot of times he'll give us the plan, and all we got to do is walk into it. We just got to make that step of starting it, and that was something I did, and, you know, still asking every day for help to make the dream, the biggest dream that I wanted it to be.
You've been doing television. You've done radio, as you just mentioned there. You've been in front of crowds literally across the country, being able to reach them where they are through comedy, making them laugh, as you mentioned earlier, through the situations that we're all going through, instead dealing with the economy and everything else. What is the end game for you? When people come to see you, when they hear you, when they take a piece of said home with them, what do you hope they get from what you shared with them?
That nothing is forever. I mean, enjoy the moments that you have right then, and cherish it. Because then, from things that I've seen through this life and through comedy, man, things happen so fast, so fast. So you have to enjoy every moment. I just, when people come out to see me, all I can say is enjoy that. Because the way I introduce my show, I remind people that, hey, don't worry about what's coming next. Don't worry about who the headliner is. Don't worry about who's coming out after me. Enjoy me. And I know you will, but I just try to make people comfortable to let them know that, hey, it ain't about what's next, because anything can happen. You could choke on that chicken wing that you're eating, and you'll miss the whole show. So just enjoy right now.
Exactly. Enjoy the moment. That's good. Now, getting back to kind of a full circle of this conversation, I mentioned, and you did as well, that you and I met through Herschel Dixon, who's your cousin and works with us. He's worked with us actually here on the radio side of the program too, but also with our magazine. It was actually last year that Herschel came to me, as we do sometimes. We've been knowing each other now a long time, 10 years, maybe 12 years. Mm-hmm. And he came to me with this idea as we were celebrating the 7th year of the radio show here on the radio dial in our 4th year online, about doing a show where guys could get together and talk about issues. At the time, I had no interest in doing anything like that. But the opportunity came up again this year with the online side, and we want to thank our friends at blogtalkradio.com for believing in Conversations Live, hearing it on the radio, and seeing something bigger that they could do with their online platform. So now this kind of brings us to how Sed and I have gotten together, because Sed has agreed to join our, as of right now at least,
I'm on. I'm definitely on, man.
This new program called The Conversation. And just to let our listeners know, the official announcement goes out on PRWeb.com tonight. But Sid is going to join, actually, some other gentlemen I handpicked to be a part of this conversation where we can talk about everything from sports, politics, news, of course, you know, throw in, you know, make it as fun as possible. But joining Sid and myself will be Elliot Katz, who's joining us live from Canada each week. Elliot is a best-selling author there in Canada. He's written a great relationship book called Being the Strong Man a Woman Won't. He's going to be joining the cast. We also have our resident chef who's been with my show now for 3 years, Bruce Treader out of Massachusetts, will be joining us. He hosts a weekly show, as all of our regular listeners know, on Mondays called Quick and Easy Cooking. He'll now be joining us on Sundays as well as part of the conversation. Also, Big Marv, who a lot of you know because he's a cousin of MC Hammer, also one of the co-stars of the A&E show Hammer Time. Marv also has a brand new comedy coming out in 2012 called Kinfolks, but he'll be one of our regular cast as well. And what we really hope comes from this is that we get a different perspective. I know for the past 8 years now on this program on the radio side, I have given you my voice. Now, you know, it's time for us to kind of mix it up. And Sid, I'm glad. I want to say officially, I'm very glad and grateful that you're going to be joining the conversation. We're glad to have you.
Man, I'm glad to be a part of this. More than you know, the same with you, Herschel, brought the idea up to me, and I was like, dude, I don't know where to start with it, you know. And he was like, well, I got the guys, you know, just let me know. Yeah, I was like, well, dude, I'm in. And so now I see you was the hold up last year, just messing up all the people's money.
You know, and I have to admit it, because he did come to me with it, and I just didn't see it at the time. Now I see the light, and I'm glad to have. And you know what? I'm glad you're going to be there, because my regular listeners know, and I get this mail, and I don't mention these people who sometimes email me and say, you know, I think my opinion is the only opinion. Well, here's a great way now that we'll have five opinions. Talking about different issues. We're all not going to agree, and I'm sure everyone's looking for that to be great radio, and who knows, maybe great television one of these days. So you have to stay tuned on that. But
hey, speaking into being, dude, speaking into being, we already did.
There you go. So we're going to kick this thing off, actually. The first show is going to be Sunday, January the 8th. It's going to be at 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central. That's 3:30 Pacific times for our friends on the West Coast. It'll be, as of right now, just online. The radio side of the program will not be carrying it live, which means anything goes because it is the Internet. It's going to start off as a half-hour program. Our first guest is the one and only Trey Chaney, who many people know as Pooh Carr from HBO. The Wire. The Wire is celebrating 10 years in January, so Trey will be on to talk to us about that. He has a brand new album coming out, the Jack of All Trades. He'll be talking about that, and he has two or three movies coming out in 2012, so he's having a crazy 2012. He's going to be kicking off the show with us, so we're looking forward to that. Instead, man, again, I'm glad to have you on board, and really glad that we were able to have this conversation to show our listeners, you know, what can happen when you put forth the effort, and also when you go for, you know, what really is a dream, a dream that maybe you didn't even realize for yourself, but now is able to inspire other people.
I would just say on that, man, also invest in yourself. You can put a lot of time into someone else, but make sure you put some in for you. I just wanted to add that in to you, man.
Well, I tell you, that is great advice, and I was actually just going to ask you, you know, what advice would you have for individuals?
Right. That's my advice, man. No matter how hard you work for somebody else, make sure you're working twice as hard for yourself, because at any point, the person that you're working for or whoever it is you're helping could decide, hey, I don't need them anymore. I've gotten what I need out of them, and then you're stuck. So make sure you look out for yourself.
Yeah, and watch out for the chicken wings, and don't choke on them. I think that was a great thing you told them.
Well, I figure if the restaurant serves them boneless, you might be a little bit safe. It's easy to take down a whole clog of meat rather than a bone.
That's a good point. Good point, too. Well, man, I'm glad we had a chance to have this conversation, man. Hey, guys, you can find out all the information you'll need to know about Sid by going to his website at SidDelaney.com. He also is on Twitter at SidDelaney is where you can find him there. If you follow me on Twitter, you probably noticed I tagged him today. And then he's on Facebook as well. You can find his fan page on Facebook at SidDelaney as well, man. So,
yeah, and if you need some holiday cheer, I'm still available. I got some openings for the holidays, so holler at your boy if you need some laughter. If somebody passed and you need to laugh over the holidays, I can still take care of that.
All right, so there you go. He's doing funerals, weddings. He does it all. So you can make sure to hit him up at
thatdelady.com.
Hey, exactly. That's a good point. Now, as far as the upcoming show, The Conversation, there is a website set up for it as well. You guys can go to www.theconversationshow.com. That's www.theconversationshow.com. There you can find out about all of the different co-hosts there. You click on their pictures, it takes you directly to their web pages and also their other sites. You can find it there. Also, you'll be able to find a calendar, too. Hey, Sid, we just talked to Cherry Johnson, who a lot of people got to know from Punky Brewster, also Throwing Paint. She's going to be joining us in January as well to help us celebrate the new show.
Cool.
So, Cherry, thank you so much if you're listening. Talk to her today. And congratulations on all the great things that she has going on as well. So we look forward to speaking with Cherry. But as I said, Trey Chaney is kicking off the new show with us. Trey, congratulations to you, man. I know you have a lot of great things going on, too, so we're looking forward to that. Again, Sunday, January the 8th, that's at 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central, 3:30 Pacific Time. The conversation is coming your way, and it's only on blogtalkradio.com. Well, Sid, again, man, congratulations, and we look forward to kicking off the new year with you on Sunday, January the 8th.
Man, I'm looking forward to having some fun with you guys, man.
All right, man. Take care.
All right, you too.
As I said, for our musical break for the day, we have recording artist Jatun. Now, I had the privilege of speaking to legendary recording artist Leon Huff, and I tell you, this guy is really the epitome of humility. He is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, written some of the biggest songs out there, and he is now working with the group Jatun. He actually wrote this song, Please Come Home for Christmas. To close us out, here is Jatun. You're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM and online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com.
Hey.